Let the season roar and all it fills in. Let the world rejoice and all ring. Let the rivers clap their hands and the mountains sing. Strike up the band, come on, Sheree.
Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries Podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Hi, and welcome to my show entitled Prepare Your Mind. Prepare Your Mind. Thanks for joining us. The scripture reading is taken from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 13 through 16, and reads as follows in the NIV. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who calls you is holy, So be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. The word of God for the people of God. The sermonic selection is entitled, I Want to Be Holy by Matt Papa.
Disobedience, for living for the lusts that were in my ignorance. You rain down your mercy, but you call me to be holy, to get up, take up my cross and follow after you. I wanna be holy as you are holy. For I was purchased with your blood, oh, precious Lamb of God. I wanna be holy, 'cause you called me to be holy. And you laid down your life that from sin I'd be set free. I wanna be holy, as you are holy. You hate my sin, but you love my heart. Now I have been forgiven, so I wanna be holy as you are holy. For I was purchased with your blood, oh, precious Lamb of God. I wanna be holy, 'cause you called me to be holy. And you laid down your life.
Obedient children, do not be conformed to the former lusts which were yours in your ignorance, but like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves in all your behavior, because it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. If you address his Father, the one who impartially judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves in fear during your time of stay on earth, knowing that you were not redeemed with perishable things like silver or gold from your futile way of life inherited from your forefathers, but with precious blood as of a lamb unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ. For you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. For you were once not a people, but now you are the people of God. You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. For you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps, who committed no sin, nor was any deceit found in his mouth. And while being reviled, he did not revile in return. While suffering, he uttered no threats, but kept entrusting himself to him who judges righteously. And he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by his wounds you were healed. For you were continually straying like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls.
The scripture has been read for your hearing. Praying, dear Lord, may the words of my mouth be what you will have me to say, and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you in Jesus' name. Amen. The title of today's message is Prepare Your Mind. Prepare your mind. I lift up verse 13 from 1 Peter chapter 1, which reads in the following from the New International Version. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. Every year, many of us make what we call New Year's resolutions. We resolve or determine that our mindset will be transformed from what it was the previous year. Some of our typical New Year resolutions list may contain some of the following. However, the following is no way exhausted. However, the following list is no way exhausted. We resolve without hesitation to exercise more, to lose weight, to get organized our workspaces or our homes, learn a new skill or hobby for whatever the reason. Live life to the fullest. What are your goals and intentions and aspirations? Save more money. Spend less money. Quit smoking. Spend more quality time with family and friends. Travel more. See more of the world. Become an avid reader. And the list goes infinitely on. But are your resolutions for the new year made in the light of God's graces? Are your resolutions made with Jesus in mind? Do you consider the scriptural fact that we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen? For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. 2 Corinthians 4:18. The poet C.T. Studd said, only one life 'twill soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. What does God say relating to a new year? Well, God promises are inexhaustible. However, a few of his promises will be covered in this message. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, verses 26 through 28, he promised to restore Israel both physically and spiritually. He promised to give them a new heart for following him and to put his spirit within them and to transform them as well as empower them to do his will. Now, no matter how disordered, degraded, or disorganized your life is right now, God offers you a fresh start in the new year through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Yes, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and yesteryear, if you will, the same today and forever. And the promises continue. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. 2 Corinthians 5:17. We have pledged our faith to Jesus Christ and have become a new person. All believers are new people. We are a new creation. We have not been re-educated. We have not been rehabilitated, nor have we been reformed. We have been transformed. We have been changed from one form to another form. We have essentially been recreated. We have a new perspective on life, a new spirit, and new community, the community of God's family. God promises to be faithful. If we are faithless, he is faithful, for he cannot disown himself. 2 Timothy 2 and 13. It is written in 2 Corinthians 12 and 9. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. If we rely on God in our weakness, he can display his power through us, thus giving us encouragement, courage, and hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Upon our awakening every morning, God's love and mercy are there to greet us. God's mercy, his love, and compassion are new and fresh each and every day. His faithfulness, forgiveness, and salvation is available to all. Greater than any sin is God's compassion, God's love, and mercy. He promises forgiveness to those who repent. Can you resolve to prepare your mind for action in the new year? Can you resolve to develop the habit of praise in the new year? Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Psalms 98 and 4. Praise him for his perfect love and perfect justice. Praise him for his promise of salvation and promise to return. Resolve to receive blessings coming your way this year. Isaiah 43 and 19. See, I am doing a new thing. Resolve to embrace Jesus every day, because every day he will do a brand new thing for us. Resolve to overcome work, stress, and anxiety. Remember that it was written in Psalms 31, in Psalms 139 and 16, and 1 John 4, 18 and 19, that your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. God loved you when you were defenseless, vulnerable, and forming inside your mother's womb. God was your protector then, and he is your protector now. If we ever become fearful in the present or the future, we should remember that God loves us. Should we become fearful of thoughts of eternity or thoughts of God's judgment, we can remind ourselves that God's perfect love for us. We can remind ourselves of God's perfect love for us. We can resolve our fears, knowing that God's love through the Holy Spirit will quiet all our fears. Resolve to abide in God in the new year. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears. And he will tell you yet. And he will tell you what is yet to come. John 16:13. It is important for us to abide in God so that the Holy Spirit can guide us to see the absolute truths about Jesus Christ, who he is, and what he came to do for us. And we must prepare our minds to receive God's messages through the Holy Spirit by being patient and discerning right from wrong and applying God's messages appropriately to our lives. Throughout the Bible, the Old and New Testaments, we learn what God's promises and declarations for a new year are inexhaustible. Again, throughout the Bible, the Old and New Testaments, we learn that God's promises and declarations for a new year are inexhaustible. In God, through Jesus Christ, we are a new creation. He fills each day of our lives with something fresh and new. We can praise him for his mercy, compassion, grace, and our salvation. We can praise him for his unfailing love, and we love him because he first loved us. Do you long to become a new creation and a part of God's family? You can do that right now. Open your heart and receive Jesus, the Son of God, as your personal Savior. Praying. Dear Lord, you are a sovereign and just God. We have not always acknowledged your perfect love and perfect justice. Thank you for forgiving us in our foolishness. Thank you for your unfailing love and forgiveness. We thank you for taking away our fears and replacing our fears with your perfect peace. In advance, we thank you for the many blessings that you will bestow upon us this new year. Help us to be grateful recipients. Prepare our minds to abide in the actions that will glorify you and not ourselves. Thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, for those who long to be a part of God's family. Receive them into the community of God's family is our prayer. These and all blessings we ask in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. The closing song is entitled Unstoppable God by Elevation Worship.
Life begins and ends in the dust you form. Exquisite Coffee has an all-new online checkout service, so check it out and order your favorite coffee and tea buns today. ExquisiteCoffee.shop is your convenient online hub with a large variety of coffee and tea selections. Click the shop tab and you'll be ready to order your own pack of exquisite K-Cups. We have Haitian Blue Mountain and Jamaican Blue Mountain, just to name a few. We also have pounds of decaf espresso or drip coffee. We have mini coffee blends, and we have our well sought after blue hibiscus tea. So it's blue eyes and it's a hibiscus tea. We also have masala chai, loose leaf, and other coffee and tea selections. Local Metro Charlotte, North Carolina residents, don't hesitate to call in or text us your order to 704-413-1225. Again, that's 704-413-1225. We'll deliver locally right to you. Just call or text your coffee and tea orders. Head over to exquisitecoffee.shop. We'll see you there.
Black Star Fund Triple LP isn't your typical business services B2B specialty business. As you may have noticed, we love handling complex problems for businesses. Alternative business lending, precious metals banking, business and personal credit restoration services. These are just a few of our B2B services. Get started and go to BlackStarFundLLLP.com. That's BlackStarFundLLLP.com. In case you're wondering, Triple LP stands for Limited Liability, Limited Partnership. My name's Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and I'm also the Managing General Partner with Black Star Fund LLLP, providing business to business services for your business. Certainly involves trust and partnership. Our services are ideal for small and mid-range businesses with 3 years or more of operating experience. Startups are also welcome to inquire about startup loan programs and other consultative business services. Let's start off with a confidential conversation related to your business. Book your 30-minute consultation and let's talk. Give me a call at 980-201-9878 or just fill out the contact form at BlackStarFundLLLP.com.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation. We've got the sports team. And our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.